But the next night, he came again.
Hey, guys.
Hello, darling.
Tell us your name, Father.
You can call me...
Satire.
Wild, musical, humorous, frightening...
And President of the United States.
That's a lie.
You can always be sure that he's...
making people sick.
But that's only the start.
Let's get started.
Where am I going to start?
I don't know, dude.
So this is what I got to say to you all!
You can't imagine how much I'd like to have...
A few sprays of urine guns
under the arms, in the pubic region, and elsewhere on the body.
If you have a light to moderate bladder control problem...
Yes, I have.
Well, I have
an appetite for urine.
I'd rather have Jesus than
werewolves.
But I was too terrified of getting hit by a silver bullet to come out and let you know I was here.
Just go away!
I hate you, and I hate your mother, and I hate everybody. I hate God!
But God was watching. And he said,
move your hips around side to side and back and forth
without unnecessary delay.
Doing this will help in preventing
fun and laughter.
And now, with the following collection of ghoulish sounds, you can make your own sounds terrifying and terrible.
Vanished in front of them, leaving only a neatly folded pile of clothes where he stood only seconds before.
And he was naked?
You see his penis.
He'd know it was too small.
They looked it over carefully.
I am telling you, years from now, school children will study it.
They were laughing and joking about it.
Because it is so little.
It's just a little thing.
Put it away!
You have a very long
dildo
under your arm as you go out into the woods to ply your trade.
As Pat went on his way, he gave his radio a twiddle and listened to more of the morning service.
Here again, Jesus said in verse 19,
check out my butt.
The key thing to remember is to use only the amount of force needed to enter, and no more.
But Jesus
wasn't too sure that he liked it, so he tucked his tail round his ears and went to sleep.
Now shut up! God damn you!
But Ernie couldn't sleep.
Because the smell just gets worse.
Very brown and strong and healthy.
Smell this, it gets me going.
Then, laugh it off.
Say you're sorry.
Apologize? Oh, come on, don't be a square.
It's party time!
Suddenly, a huge tree fell in the party's path.
And then they all danced in a cage at the party.
What do we know about partying or anything else?
I'm not sure.
If you're still not sure, ask...
Dick Butt Kiss.
This is Dick speaking.
And I'm Judy O'Day.
And this is Rock and Roll's Greatest Hits.
Rock and Roll's Greatest Hits.
I don't need any stupid rock.
Yeah, that's right. Dick.
What's the only thing we need now?
For a new indescribably delicious candy, try
my ass.
A delicious smell was coming from inside.
Hey! 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 You almost killed us.
I hope I do better next time.
I'll come back and kill you.
Good.
Maybe we shouldn't have eaten those 30 pineapple chili cheeseburgers until after the race.
You asshole!
Watch for involvement in occult games like the Ouija board.
Or any member of your family.
So do they have brains?
No, they don't.
And neither do we.
We don't have a brain in our goddamn head.
You can't do a thing without your brain.
I can live without it.
Because I live with Satan.
You have to live with
Johnny Mathis.
Too.
I know.
But did you know that
Peter had an old blind grandmother who lived in the rickety hut with him?
I knew that.
Only Peter was unhappy.
Because he forced her to have sex.
With Alan Thicke and Harry Hamlin.
What hard question did Peter ask Jesus?
What do you know about my fucking machine?
Do you think you would like to learn to work with your hands and with machines?
What do you mean by that?
From the fucking machine!
Everyone's job performance is going to be linked to how well we use these machines.
A fucking machine, I should call it.
Destroy the machine!
I can't do it!
Well, what will you have?
You probably will have
the last of the great fucking machine.
I might be able to help. Horace pretended to look under the machine and fiddled with some screws.
You must announce loudly and clearly that you are a
polio-paralyzed, legless drug addict.
This is especially important if you plan to become a
mongrel flea bag.
Just like mom.
But Jesus had another plan.
He did plan to repopulate the world.
With ducks.
This plan terrified the woodchopper.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
we can sell him trees and rocks.
Grandfather was angry at this.
I focused the whole of my analytic powers on the problem. And we have literally lost
our minds.
And I hope that if you like what I'm trying to say, or you'd like to know more about me,
that you'll die!
Stop it, you little prick.
I'm not having fun doing this.
And all the troubles were over at last.